We are lucky to have in the studio with us this morning a couple of folks from Sitka Trailworks. And good morning to your the executive director, Deb Lyons. Good morning, Deb. Whoops, let me turn your mic up there. Sorry about that.
Good morning.
And Brian Hansen, one of your board members, also here. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
He's the board president.
Oh, he's the board president.
Yes.
Sorry, board president. Sitka Trailworks, gosh, you have a lot of events coming up for the summer season, and the most recent that will take place is next Saturday, the Eva Lake Trail, Lake Eva Trail.
A week from this Saturday, mm-hmm. on May 12th, right before Mother's Day, we've got a really special excursion planned with Alan Marine. It's a grand opening celebration of our trail system's newest trail. Way up on the north end of Kruzoff Island, the boat trip's going to take about 2 hours. And it should be a really nice thing. It's an all-day trip. We're going to take the 45-person catamaran.
Okay.
We're about half sold out. We've hit the break-even point.
We've paid
Alan Marine, but now we're hoping to get a few more
to help
our bottom line because it is a fundraising hike. Uh-huh. And it's right in the middle of steelhead season. So we're encouraging people to bring their steelhead gear because it's a decent steelhead fishing spot, the stream coming from Lake Eva, and there's rainbow trout and Dolly Varden around too.
Now, is that a pretty vertical hike, or is it kind of a gradual incline up to the lake?
It's a gradual hike. It's pretty easy. It's about 4 miles round trip, and it's a Barth Hamburg special design trail with, you know, beautiful manicured gravel and stepping stones and some real pretty features.
Okay.
There's some real interesting stories about how the trail was designed to accommodate bears, tourists, fishermen, and hikers. We're going to have Phil Mooney along from Fish and Game, Carol Goulart from the Forest Service, and funding the trail was pretty miraculous too. Hans von Rakowski is going to talk about that. So this is a place for people from Sitka to know all about this brand new trail.
And get some fishing in and some education on trail design. And sounds like a really interesting day for folks. And how do people sign up for that?
We sign up with Sitka Trailworks. You can call our office, and our phone number at the office is 747-7244.
Okay.
Or you can stop by our office, 801 Halibut Point Road.
Right, next to the turnaround park.
Okay, all right.
I'm assuming it's catch and release.
On the steelhead?
On the steelhead?
I think the restriction is they have to be over, it's either 32 or 36 inches in length.
Okay.
And people will have their licenses, I'm sure, and...
And their ice chest, maybe, for packing fish home cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can always hope. And so that's an all-day event. And tickets are how much on that?
It's $100 per adult and okay. $50 kids under 16.
Okay.
We also have, every year we usually go to Sea Lion Cove.
Sure.
And to Mount Edgecombe. But this year, in addition to Lake Eva, we added two new excursions. One to Shoals Point, which is new with Sitka Alaska Outfitters. It'll just be a small group hike. That's on June 3rd. And then for people who like to bike, we're trying something new with Alan Marine on June 24th. We're going to take our bikes over to Kruzoff to Mud Bay and try riding the road system over to Shelikoff, see if we can hike down to the beach and get all back in the same day.
Now, how long of a bike ride is that, do you suppose?
I think it's about 5 mile one way. I think it's 10 round trip and a 3 mile hike.
Okay. So that'll be, tons of daylight by June 3rd. You won't have to worry about, you know, getting stuck in the dark or anything. So that'll be...
The bike cruise off a hike Shelikoff, that's June 24th.
Oh, June 24th, sorry.
But the whole calendar's on our website. We'd love to steer people to that, sitkatrailworks.org.
Okay.
And all of our hikes are led by board members, and we're hoping to provide a little background and information and fun to the hikes and safety and all those type of things. We have a new board member, too. Dr. James Kabinas joined us to our group, and... Mm-hmm. So we look forward to seeing you on those trails. Go to our website and find a hike or two you can join us on.
And correct me if I'm incorrect. There's sort of something for everybody in your I don't want to say groomed hiking trails, but on your hiking trails, moderate hiking, easy walking. And what are some of your more popular trails that you maintain, do you think?
Well, diversity is the hallmark of our system, seriously. I mean, we, like you say, it's from there's goat trails that we've basically spruced up a little bit, and there's mm-hmm. also the expansive gravel trails that of the more recent construction that we use, and some of the trails. I mean, it goes from one end of the road to the other. We're talking on island
right.
ones. Of course, out the end of Halibut Point Road is the Stargavin, Mosquito Cove kind of area, estuary walks. Mm-hmm. You go out there, and out the other end of the road, Sawmill Creek. The bookends of the roads is the Herring Cove, Beaver Lake, Sawmill
Creek. Now, that got worked on last year, right? Or was that two summers ago already?
Well, that was a few summers ago.
Okay,
yeah.
So that one's all spruced up and...
That one's probably the most popular. It's the newest. But we are leading an introductory hike this Saturday at the Stargavin system, starting at Old Sitka State Park, which is just past the boat launch.
Okay.
And that's an easy hike if you've been thinking about getting out and enjoying the trails. A group is a great way to go. You don't have to worry about bears. You meet new people, mm-hmm. and you're safe. So,
and is that an all-day hike or just a morning
walk? It's just a morning walk. It starts at 9, and we stop and, stop to smell the roses and, look at what we're seeing as we're hiking. So
sure.
People are invited to that.
And that's this Saturday at 9?
Yes.
All righty. So the website, give us the website one more time.
SitkaTrailworks.org.
Okay, and descriptions of the trails, maps, all that good stuff.
Yep, and that's a lot about the trails, but we thought we'd take a minute to talk about our trail projects this year.
Sure, no, that's good.
Okay, we just completed 2 days of trail maintenance on Mosquito Cove Trail. We put in about 47 hours of volunteer time over the two days, and then 47 hours more are still needed, but we got a lot done. And we're also scheduling some Thimbleberry Heart Lake trail maintenance that we'll be paying for with our grant funding.
Okay.
Besides the Lake Eva trail grand opening, we're planning to install the Cascade Creek Bridge on the Cross Trail this year. We're going to get out and do some work out on the causeway. We're very close to having our final permission. We need permission from both BLM and the state to work out there.
I see.
But we have funds waiting to spend to improve the pathways, fix the causeway, and tear down the old fuse house.
Now, when you say fix the causeway, what would that involve?
It's breached in some areas, and the walking area is like less than 18 inches. We're going to restore it out to 6 or 8 feet wide so you can walk safely and have the possibility of guided tours out there with interpreted features mm-hmm. in that great old World War II site.
Okay, so that's, you're waiting kind of, it sounds like you're waiting for money to come through on that and before you can really get started? Or
no,
you're underway.
We've been sitting on money for that project for 3 years.
Oh,
waiting for all the environmental permits and the state review and the federal.
I see.
It's the dance of the bureaucrats, and okay. We're slowly working our way through it.
Now, you use a lot of volunteers in your trail maintenance program, don't you? Or is it mostly staff? I always get the feeling that you have people that are, maybe that's just your board that shows up.
It is a lot of the board, mm-hmm. and we did have a good volunteer turnout this year for Mosquito Cove, but we do a lot of trail maintenance with our paid trail
staff.
Crew,
uh-huh.
yeah, which is basically Troy and Trent and his brother, and get out and do some work with the equipment. We're able to cover that through our grant funding.
I see. Okay. But your board members are pretty active in assisting with all that, I imagine.
They are great.
That's kind of an irregular board duty. Some of us sit on boards and they're not that invigorating as trail maintenance would be.
We're always looking for volunteers. We want to encourage people to be great stewards of the trails, and people can do just small things as they're walking a trail to pick up garbage and, move branches and stuff off the trail. And, stop by and talk to Deb, and he'll tell you how to help out and as you're walking the trails. And we have some good information. Barth Hamburg put on a really nice stewardship class for us a couple weekends ago, and we plan on doing more of those, you know, hopefully once a year or maybe more.
I see. So. I see. Well, it sounds like you might, if people sign up for your cruise next Saturday, they might get some pointers on that as well.
That's right.
Okay. So what else is going on? We just have a couple of minutes, but what else? I noticed here you're lobbying for the Recreational Trails Program.
Well, in addition to working on the projects and the plan, we are advocates for people who hike and do outdoor recreation and walk and bike. And we found out this year early on that all of the federal funding for the Transportation Enhancement Program was being eliminated from the state highway bill in a cost-cutting measure. And we do have a paid lobbyist that we use back in Washington, D.C.
I see.
And we went to work with them on a letter-writing campaign, and they encouraged us to copy the state legislators. And the way it all shook out was the transportation enhancement funding for the Recreation Trails Program was retained, but the states have the option to opt out. And this governor, in a past action, opted out of Alaska Trail Initiative. It was a special trail program that Senator Stevens had set up that no longer exists because the state stopped supporting that funding coming from the state, and that was the governor's office. So we want to stay in communication with them, keep the lines of communication open with the legislature, that when we have the chance to opt in to continue that funding. The Recreation Trails Program provides small grants all over Alaska, $2 million a year in small projects in rural communities that are very meaningful to people, so we don't want that funding to go away.
Yeah, that would make a big difference in budgets, I'm guessing.
The other thing we've been involved with is working real closely with the city on how to get the Sawmill Creek pathway designed in the best way possible. Working with DOT is challenging at times. They're thinking about their budget and not necessarily wanting to accommodate pedestrians and bicyclists as a priority, and you always have to push with them. We're at that point on Halibut Point Road. And we're also concerned about the city budget this year, where Parks and Rec director position is proposed to be eliminated, mm-hmm. Trail maintenance funding proposing to be eliminated, funding for nonprofits proposing to be reduced. So we're concerned about these things.
Okay, so you're not just all about the trails, but like to be supportive of other services that work with yours well.
That's right.
Well, before I let you go, I just want to have you remind us one more time about the Eva Lake grand opening of that new trail, and that is next Saturday, right?
The day before Mother's Day. We'll be leaving Crescent Harbor Dock at 7 a.m. We'll be leaving there at 3 p.m. It should be a great boat ride, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Come on out.
Okay. And you can go to the website at sitkatrailworks.org.
Or call us at 747-7244.
That's right. And get ticket information and all that. Well, thanks for coming in this morning very much. Brian?
Thanks for having us.
You bet. It's my pleasure. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
Sitka Trail Works, Board President Brian Hansen and Director Deb Lyons in this morning.